And it's time to mind yourself now, and each Wednesday we'll talk about mental health. My next guest is walking 200 kilometres this month for Talk to Tom, a suicide prevention charity. 800,000 people die by suicide every year. In the last year, Stephen Considine says he noticed a massive increase in those contacting him with mental health issues for themselves and for others, especially since the start of the third lockdown. Stephen is on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for talking to us. You're walking a considerable distance, all for Talk to Tom. What's Talk to Tom?
Talk to Tom is a suicide prevention charity. It was set up about 8 or 9 years ago by Ray Cullen and a few others in Wexford. Recently now, because supply and demand are demands, they've set up a base in Arklow now in County Wicklow. So what they provide there, they will sell some clothing, etc., to raise funds to provide counselling services, psychotherapy services, and different forms of therapy for anyone that needs it. They also have a helpline that you can ring 0818 30 30 61. And they provide amazing support for people I know and people I don't know, and it's what their work is extremely important now. With, I suppose, we have a mental health pandemic, it seems. So the likes of Talk to Tom and Pieta House are more important than ever.
You were telling us before, Stephen, that you've had difficulties in the past. How exasperated was that during current times?
I think, from just even regardless of myself, January was a very, very tough month for me, but I know I'm 100% sure that I was not the only person that had a tough month in January or February as well. I think we're all kind of a bit left in the dark at the moment and confused and lost. And I think there's a little bit of rage or anger there as well. And I suppose we've all had to become good company with ourselves or not. Over 300% increase in calls to Pieta House and Talk to Tom in recent times. And it's just kind of worrying how, on our side, for charities like Pieta House and Talk to Tom, that Darkness Into Light isn't going to be able to go ahead, and Talk to Tom aren't able to sell or do as many fundraisers as they would have usually, and these services are more important than ever, and the funding is, and it's just kind of worrying to see the government kind of completely neglect mental health at the moment. I think we're all in this together, and just if anyone's listening and they feel alone, I promise you, you're not alone with your thoughts here. Talking to a professional or talking to a friend, you will definitely not feel as isolated as you may feel.
Yeah, so don't bottle it up inside. Don't continue as normal, going down a black hole. Get out there and talk to people, and maybe do what you're doing, walking out in the fresh air 200 kilometres. Quite an endeavour.
I'm running it, but I played rugby up until last March, and I really didn't know what to do with myself, so it was like the first time I'd done a run, and then a run never made sense to me, because you're going around in a circle and you just end up in the same place you were. And then I started to slowly realise that it wasn't about the physicality at all, or there's nothing to do with how fast you can do it or anything like that. I just purely realised that it was for my headspace that I was doing it. And then I like to call them, if I have running thoughts, I'll go for a run of running thoughts, and usually, or a walk of running thoughts, and usually when I come back after it, my thoughts are a bit clearer, and I'm not ruminating the way I used to prior to the walk or the run. And this fundraiser is a bit selfish in the sense I'm doing it for my headspace too, but it's also
but I mean it's raising the money. Where can people contribute then to this, Stephen?
It's on GoFundMe. It's called the 200K Runner March for Talk to Tom. Or if you find on, if you go on to the Bipolar Bear Instagram or Facebook, you'll find it there. We've currently raised 1,100.
Brilliant.
And I'm a bit behind on the. I think I've bitten off a bit more than I can chew. I have about 70 kilometres left to do in 7 days.
Ah, you'll do it, Stephen. You'll do it. I can tell the determination. Listen, we'll talk again, and it's good to tell us all about that and give us the advice this morning. Thanks. Thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
That's Stephen Considine, and watch out for his 200K there for Talk to Tom, a suicide prevention charity.